Brothers and sisters, the Lord is with us. The Lord has been with us this afternoon already. He invites us to experience that gentle drizzle of his Spirit sustaining our lives. Water in the desert. He invites us to put our roots down deeper to receive that living water. Let's continue to respond to his invitation as we go through the rest of our afternoon. I'm going to invite Bob up to proclaim a word in tongues over us, a word that is meant for our encouragement. So let's just finish our worship time by hearing this word in tongues. If anybody thinks of the interpretation of the word, once they've heard the proclamation, please pray it out or come forward to give it. Otherwise, Bob thinks he may have an interpretation as well. Bob, thank you.
I think I received this message in tongues as I was coming into the meeting. I'm not sure how this all works, but I think it's reasonably scriptural to do it this way. Yerime branco corto to ti mi breca na darcie. Mi merano copala la dar ti tieno ma bra corto to ti atu sano. E ni a membrano, braco carto to to tieno bracchi ti seno topolo. Inandro va bra corto to ri brechet sano toro ma bracchi tezzo. Candro va bracco ti pisandro vi bracco trotiono porto to. I am for you, says the Lord. In your triumphs, I am for you and with you. In your going astray, I am with you, I am for you. My love runs deep for you. My love is not superficial. My personal affection for you and commitment to you runs very deep. In times of trial, in times of exaltation, in times where you find yourself wayward, remember, I am with you and I am for you. Stay close to me and run back to me, says the Lord.
I would like to add to that, and I've never, ever felt that I could interpret or I could translate the word of the Lord, so this might be completely off the wall. Apologies if it is. I felt God saying, I'm with you everywhere you go. I'm watching every step that you make. I love you profoundly and deeply. Stay close to me. Amen.
Father, thank you for your words to us this afternoon. Thank you for your words of encouragement to be at your feet, to be close to you. Lord, to know that you're for us and that you're with us. Lord, what a great word to hear in this season of Advent. What a great word to hear as we say come, as we invite you to come and be with us. Lord, thank you for being with us in this meeting this afternoon, Lord, and we just pray you bless the rest of our time together and the rest of this meeting. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Dan. Thanks to the band. Let's just pray for Andrew as he comes up to speak to us. Lord, thank you for Andrew. Lord, thank you for the vision you've given to him for giving this talk today about Advent and us being Advent to others. Lord, open our ears to hear your words today. Open our ears to hear you speaking through Andrew today. And bless him, Lord. May the Holy Spirit work in him and through him this afternoon. In the holy name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Good
Good afternoon, everybody. Feel free to turn this microphone down if there's too much feedback, Philippa. I'm not used to a microphone, actually, in my job, so this is quite cool. Good afternoon, everybody. For those of you who don't know me, great, my name's Andrew. And I don't know about you, but I love preparing stuff. I often find getting ready for things is better than the main event at times. I don't know about you. I love preparing a meal. I love scheming and thinking what I'm going to put together to cook and what order I'm going to cook it in. And it's a bit like Advent. I love Advent. I love it. And what I'm going to talk about for the next 15 minutes is a bit of a rabbit hole. A bit of a rabbit hole. When I started looking into things and my own motivation and my own thoughts and prayers and where it ended up. So bear with me. Hopefully, something that comes out today will strike you about the next 4 weeks or so. And the word Advent, you all know this, comes from a Greek word, Adventus, a Latin word, Adventus. My son corrected me and said it was something else. I totally ignored him because this is what I found out, which means coming. We also know that it's translated from the Greek word parousia, and this is what I want to just highlight to you. The Greek word parousia can mean coming, it can mean arrival, but it can also mean presence. Coming, arrival, presence. Hold on to those. And at the end of this, I title this talk Being Advent. My challenge to you is to be Advent, and I'm going to try and explain over the next few minutes what I mean by being Advent. I'm also going to see if my remote works for the PowerPoint. Oh, don't you love it when it works? This is Billy Graham. Billy Graham spoke a lot about a lot of stuff. He was a great evangelist. And I think there's some good inspiration from people who are really good at what they do. And Billy Graham came up with a quote, which he said, "Christ didn't only come into the world that first Christmas night in Bethlehem, but he wants to come into our lives today and every day of the year." I think I could end there. Actually, I think that could be it. Christ wants to come to us. And he wants that coming to us, that presence in us, that arrival in us, that parousia, to be a blessing to others. He doesn't want us to keep it to ourselves. There's another pretty good guy who came out with a quote about Christmas. I just keep checking because I'm not sure it's working, but it's working. Pope Benedict said, "The Christ child comes in a real sense whenever human beings act out of authentic love for the Lord and do not settle for mere exchange of gifts." The Christ child comes in a real sense whenever human beings act out of authentic love for the Lord and do not settle for exchange of gifts. I dispute that slightly, but I'm not going to disagree with the Pope. But I think there's something that we can give this Advent. There's something we can give. There's something about being Advent. There's something about God's presence, his arrival, his coming, that we can use to bless others. So let's look at this. So Christ didn't only come into the world that first Christmas night in Bethlehem, but he wants to come into our lives today and every day of the year. So he came as a baby, and then he came as a man. It's a bit slow, apologies. So those four candles of the Advent wreath that I had up on the screen, I don't know if you spotted that. There's some traditions that would label those four candles, and different traditions label them different things. So I've chosen this one, okay? That the first candle that we'd light on the Advent wreath can be called hope. And I thought, where better to start with hope than Jesus? I thought if we're waiting for his arrival, and we've heard from the Pope, and we've heard from Billy Graham, it's best when he's with us every single day. What does that hope mean? So what has Jesus himself said about hope? It's really hard to find a quote with Jesus when he says something about hope, by the way. But he does talk about hope. And he said, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they might have life and have it abundantly." So we have hope during Advent that we will have a full life. I love the preparation of things. I think sometimes the preparation is even better than the main event. We are promised during this time of preparation We're promised hope that we will have life abundantly with Christ. I want to tell a few people about that. I want to bless other people through the hope that we have in Christ this Advent. That's part of my challenge, to be Advent this year. To bless others because I know Christ, I know his presence, I know his coming, I know his arrival. I don't want to keep it to myself. Then we have the second candle. I don't know if you noticed the second candle. It was called peace. This one was a bit easier. Jesus talks a bit about peace, to be fair. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. Jesus has promised us peace. So we go through Advent, and we have a bit of hope that we want to share with others, but then also we're peaceful. In this season of bonkersness, I don't know if that's an actual word, I've just claimed it, this time when the world is all over the place, we are promised during this season by Jesus to have peace. So how can I be Advent? How can I bring peace? How can I bring that peace that Christ has given me and promised us? How can I bring that to others? My challenge this Advent is to be Advent. We then have the third candle. Some traditions, this would be a rose candle or pink. Joy. Love it. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Wow! Sometimes I don't feel that joyful. I know that probably surprises some of you. But then I'm reminded by Jesus that he will give me his joy. I don't want to keep that to myself. I want to bless others with that joy. I want to be Advent. I want on my third candle, when we light it, during my preparation for the main event, I want to be really joyful. I won't just keep it for that 1 week though. Just like the peace and the hope I won't keep for 1 week. The fourth candle is love. This one's really easy. I could probably ask you, what did Jesus say about love? A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. Hope, peace, joy, and love. We can go into Corinthians and all the different gifts, and the greatest of these is love. We heard in some of the words that came up earlier on that Jesus loves us. I don't want to keep that love to myself. What a waste in some ways. I want to share that with others. I want to express that. I want to be love. In fact, there was a many years ago in a share group, a men's group, where some of us get together and we kind of catch up with each other and we hold each other accountable for our lives. One of the guys in our group said that he always, wherever he went, he tried to bring Christ to that situation. In fact, the way he expressed it was he tried to be Christ. He tried to be hopeful and joyful and loving and peaceful in every situation he was in. It's a real encouragement to me. I'm not good at that always. But I think this season of Advent really enables us to focus on these things. And as you light a candle, I don't know if you light candles. We do in our house. We lit our first ones at lunch today. And my four-year-old daughter goes, "We're getting ready for Christmas. We're getting ready for Christmas." It's not Christmas. If you know the Bull family at all, not just my part of the Bull family, it is definitely not Christmas. It's Advent. And it's the preparing. And it's the getting ready. And it's the waiting for the presence, the coming of Jesus. There you go. So my challenge is to be Advent. My challenge to you over the next 4 weeks is to be hopeful, to be peaceful, to be joyful, to be loving, That's so easy to say when you're stressing out about what gifts you've got to buy, or have you ordered the turkey, if you eat turkey, or have you sent the right amount of cards, or have you dropped the kids off for the right carol concert in the right place, or have you got equal amounts of presents for all the children so nobody gets jealous of the other? If you put all of that to one side and you think about what Advent is and you look at that Greek word parousia, which means the coming, arrival, presence, it's all three of those, I would encourage you to focus on that this Advent. To be hopeful, to bring hope to others, to bring peace to others, to bring joy, to bring love, to be a blessing to others. Not just for the next 4 weeks, but to use this time to get really good at it for the rest of the year. And how are you going to do that? Now, I'm not going to ask you to stand up and say, are you bringing hope, peace, love, and joy to others? Because at times, I most definitely am not. At other times, I really try to, and sometimes I'm successful. But that's my challenge to you. Consider how you're going to use this Advent to bring hope, peace, love, and joy to others. There's some great hymns and carols, Advent carols, not Christmas carols, because we're in Advent. And some great hymns for this season. But there's also some wonderful poetry that's been written. And I'd like to share a poem with you. It's called Gaudete. Gaudete, does anybody know what that means? Rejoice. Rejoice because we are going to be really good at bringing hope, peace, love, and joy to others. Yeah? Now, you might notice that every time Gaudete is written up there, it's in bold. Being Christians is not a spectator sport. It's engaging. And I want us to rejoice together in the promise of Christmas and the preparation time that he's giving us. I started off by saying, I really enjoy preparing things and getting ready. I love preparing a PowerPoint presentation. It's a total time waster for me. But I love getting everything perfect. So I don't know if you noticed the logo, the little candles in the bottom right-hand corner every time were exactly the same size. I love it. Yeah, I really do. And that the fade on every image is exactly the same time length. It's a total time waster. Fortunately, we have meetings on Zoom nowadays, so I can find time to do those things when I'm in a meeting. I'm just kidding. But yeah, I love preparing. I love cooking. In fact, I enjoy the cooking more than eating at times. I love getting ready for stuff, getting ready for somebody's wedding, you know? I think that's really cool. So I think we need to get ready. Let's get ready for what's described up here. So I'm going to read this poem, if I can read it off my phone. And every time it says Gaudete, I want you to say it with me, please. Okay? Because Christmas is almost here, because dancing fits so well with music, because inside baby clothes are miracles. Gaudete. Because some people love you because of chocolate, because pain does not last forever, and because Santa Claus is coming. Gaudete. Because of laughter, because there really are angels, because your fingers fit your hands, because forgiveness is yours for the asking, because of children, because of parents. Gaudete. Because the blind see and the lame walk. Because lepers are clean and the deaf hear. Because the dead will live again and there is good news for the poor. Because of Christmas, because of Jesus, you rejoice. Amen. Thank you.